And after the playing of our national anthem, or the singing of our national anthem, we join you for second round action at the Brashear Tournament. Consolation semifinal between the Macon County Lady Raiders and the Kirksville JV Lady Tigers. First, the starters for the Lady Raiders. Number 3, Sierra Thompson. Number 5, Cassandra Peterson. Number 21, Hannah Souther. Number 22, Sarah Duncan. And number 34, Shelby Nolte. And for the Lady Tigers, number 12, Hallie Dollins. Number 15, Arabelle Reed. Number 24, Kaitlie Hager. Number 34, Kylie Nagel. And number 43, Brett Merrick. If you haven't tuned in for the last two nights of basketball, Macon County earned their spot in this game, dropped a close one to Brashear, and Kirksville JV Lady Tigers lost a first-round matchup to Marion County. Well, it looks like we're about ready for the tip here. Macon County will send out Hannah Souther to jump against Kirksville's Arabelle Reed. Ball is up and poked away on the tip by Dollins. Kirksville controls it. Dollins left side now gets it out to Kylie Nagel up top. Back to Brett Merrick between the circles. Merrick drives left to the baseline, gets it back out to Dollins. Looks to pass to Reed, poked away by Sierra Thompson of Macon County, and in her attempt to pick it back up, Dollins commits the double dribble. Inbounds on the sidelines for Macon County. Long pass up ahead to Hannah Souther, and she goes all the way to the basket, but also falls on the floor in the process. Ball is out on her and out of bounds. Arabelle Reed now into Merrick. Merrick dribbles it up against the Macon County defense. Drives left. Now pass back out to Reed up top. Reed, nice backdoor look to Nagel. Her shot up off the glass won't fall. And the rebound's chased down by Arabelle Reed, but she's tied up by Cassandra Peterson. And the jump ball gives the ball back to Macon County. A little bit of confusion on the possession here. And they finally get it straightened out. Peterson to inbound for Macon County. She gets it in and tries to get it into Duncan. And a little bit of a reach there by Kylie Nagel, and they call her for the foul. Nagel's first, team first. Peterson inbounds again for the Lady Raiders. Tries to get it into Thompson, and it's off Thompson's hands and out of bounds. So Kirksville will get the ball back. Pass out top to Nagel to Reed. Now right wing for Merrick. She gets it back out to Nagel. A little bit of a scrum there between the circles. Back, finally gets it and recovers for Dollins. Merrick thought about a shot near the top of the key, but instead passed it off. Can't get her feet set and is called for the travel. Peterson inbounds on the far sideline. Gets it in to Nolte. Nolte dribbles up the right side. A little bit of contact there by Kaitlie Hager, and they're going to ring her up for the foul. First foul on Hager, second team foul on Kirksville. 6:59 left in the first quarter, and still scoreless here. Inbound comes to Nolte. Nolte dribbles back left. Now finds Peterson, tries to find Peterson inside, but she moves her feet before the pass and is called for the travel. Reed gets it into Merrick for Kirksville. Merrick brings it across the half court line. Tries to pass it off to Dollins, and Merrick's rung up with another travel. Giving the ball back to Macon County. That's been the story of the game so far. Combined 6 turnovers on the two teams. Peterson finds Thompson up over half court. Now to Nolte. Nolte drives the basket, puts up a shot off the glass, and it falls. First score of the game goes to Megan County and Shelby Nolte. Inbound pass that comes to Dollins for Kirksville. Back to Merrick. Merrick up ahead to Reed. And looks like Nolte gets a little bit tied up into Reed. She'll commit the foul. First foul on Nolte. First team foul on Macon County of this half. Into the game for the first time for Macon County. Amanda Lochner replacing Nolte. Dollins dribbles up the right side. Back out top to Merrick. Merrick drives right, and Sarah Duncan tries to get around the screen and commits the foul on Merrick. So first foul on Duncan. No, they're going to call the foul on Amanda Lochner. Her first. I'm sorry, they gave the illegal screen call to Arabelle Reed. Looked like it was on Lochner, but gave it to Arabelle Reed. Her first, Kirksville's third, and it gives it back to Macon County. A little bit of a mishap on the inbound, but finally recovered by Duncan. Duncan a couple spins up the court now to Sierra Thompson on the right side. Poked away from her, recovered by Hager. Up ahead to Dollins. Dollins looks for the layup, but the ball's poked away from her and out of bounds off her own foot. And Nolte returns to the game for Macon County as Peterson inbounds. Tries to get it into the middle for Duncan, ripped away by Merrick. Merrick up top, almost to the top of the key. Her shot won't fall. Chased down by Peterson in the corner. But it's recovered by Kirksville. Nagel, nice pass inside to Arabelle Reed. Her shot a little bit long off the glass, but she'll pick up the... They'll call a foul on Cassandra Peterson, her first, Macon County second, and Arabelle Reed goes to the line looking to convert two free throws. First is up and good. Into the game for the first time for Macon County, Emily Timmerman replacing Peterson. Reed's second shot is up and good. Souther. Inbound pass to Lochner. Lob pass over to Duncan. Almost threw it away. And Duncan dribbles it up the sideline. She gets a little bit out of control. Ball bounced away from her and out of bounds. And back to Kirksville. Reed tries to get it into Merrick. Tipped away from her by Souther and out of bounds. Reed will inbound. She finds a cutting Merrick. Merrick, nice pass the off block for Kylie Nagel, and Nagel puts it up and in. 4-2 lead for the Kirksville JV Lady Tigers. Lochner dribbles all the way up the left side into Timmerman. Back out to Duncan. She'll drive the lane. Shot blocked by Merrick, and it's off of her Duncan's leg and out of bounds. Inbounds pass comes to Nagel in the corner, gets it up ahead to Merrick. Now to Hager. Inside for Reed, back to Merrick in the corner, and it bounces past her and out of bounds. It's too many turnovers on both teams. It's really hindering the scoring here. Macon County looks to inbound. And Souther, her inbound pass picked away by Nagel. Her shot falls a little short. Dollins comes away with the rebound. She'll find Hager on the opposite baseline to Dollins, to Merrick, and Merrick sinks a shot with 1 foot on the three-point line. Give or two, 6-2 the lead now for Kirksville. And on the ensuing inbounds, ball's pulled away from Sarah Duncan by Reed, but they'll call a jump ball. And the ball goes back to Macon County. Long inbound pass from Souther up ahead to Timmerman. Timmerman can't get a handle on it. Chased down by Merrick, but Merrick is called for the shove. First on her, fourth team foul on Kirksville. Souther. Hands it off to Nolte. Back to Souther. She'll dribble right. Gives it between the circles to Nolte. Back out to Duncan. Tries to get it inside off the foot of Dollins. And it rolls towards the out-of-bounds line. Sarah Duncan dives to save it. But it's called out-of-bounds on her. So back to Kirksville it goes. Merrick inbound to Reed. Tries to find Dollins. It's picked away by Amanda Lochner. She hands off to Nolte. Gets it out to Duncan, who will dribble across half court. Duncan driving right side. Finds Lochner to Duncan. She drives in, takes a 10-footer, banks it off the glass and in. Merrick up ahead to Dollins. Cross court to Reed. Tries to get a pass up ahead to Nagel, and it's poked away by Timmerman and out of bounds. In the game for the first time for Kirksville, Faith Jones. And back in the game for Macon County is Peterson. Merrick inbounds to Nagel. She tries to drive, tied up by Nolte and Peterson, and she's called for the travel. Peterson inbounds. Finds Nolte. Nolte will dribble it across the timeline. She goes all the way to the basket. Shot up and over the basket. And Timmerman looked like she had the offside rebound, but got called for the over-the-back. Faith Jones with position on that play. First foul on Timmerman, third team foul on Macon County. 3:37 left in the first quarter. Kirksville leads it 6-4. Merrick's inbound pass bounces away from Hallie Dollins and out of bounds. So it's back to Macon County. Peterson finds Souther inside. Souther drives left. Puts up a shot. It falls short. But she is fouled on the floor. They're going to give the foul to Merrick. Second on Merrick. Fifth team foul for Kirksville. And back in the game is Thompson for Macon County. Peterson looking to find Souther on the off block. Poked away out of bounds by Kirksville. Duncan inbounds to Peterson. Back out to Lochner. Lochner tries to get it to Thompson and misread the cut. Passes away and out of bounds. Checking in the game for Kirksville, Bailey Giles, as Hager gets the inbounds pass up ahead to Nagel. Nagel goes all the way in for the layup. Can't convert, but she's fouled by Sierra Thompson. And first foul on Sierra Thompson. Fourth team foul, Macon County. And Nagel will go to the line for two. She puts the first one up and in. First appearance for Jackie Rowe of Macon County. She comes in replacing Lochner. And Nagel's second shot up and good. Peterson gets it into Duncan. Duncan dribbling against tough pressure by Dollins. Duncan gets it to Souther. Souther drives on Giles. Stops, pops, no good. And rebound away with it is Dollins. She dribbles it across the timeline. Gets it to Bailey Giles' left wing. Two dribbles. Tries to get it over to Faith Jones at the free throw line. And is called for the travel. Back in the game is Timmerman for Macon County. So Souther will inbound on the sideline. Pass, lob pass up ahead to Duncan, and Duncan makes good on the layup right over the top of Dollins. 8-6 the lead for Kirksville. Nagel now back to Dollins. She dribbles it across, tries to get it across half court. Now the Bailey Giles. Who will dribble across the timeline. Far corner for Nagel. Nagel drives, tries to get inside to Giles, and it's ripped away by Timmerman, but Nagel gets their hands on it, and it's called for the jump ball. Alternating possession goes back to Macon County. Peterson finds Duncan again on the inbounds. Duncan, a couple of crossovers, gets past Dollins, drives all the way to the basket, puts up a shot over the basket, but there's a foul on the floor before the play. Call's going to be on Hallie Dollins, her first. Crooksville's sixth team foul. And that puts the Lady Tiger and the Lady Raiders into the bonus. Peterson, long pass out to Nolte. Gets it to Duncan at half court. She dribbles right side. Dribbles back left. She drives the basket, gives it off to Nolte. Nolte drives the lane. Puts up a shot that bounces off the back of the rim and falls through. Tied up at 8 with 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Dollins has some trouble with it in the backcourt. Gets it ahead to Giles. Giles drives all the way to the basket. Her shot won't find anything, but it's saved inbounds by Hager right to Nagel. And Nagel puts up the quick shot, and it's fouled. She'll go to the line for two more free throws. Second foul on, looks like it's going to be Emily Timmerman. And 15th foul on Macon County. Checking in for Kirksville. Back in the game is Arabelle Reed, and into the game for the first time, Callie Holt. Second shot won't fall for Nagel. Couldn't hit the first either. And tied at 8 still for the Lady Tigers and the Lady Raiders. And also into the game for Kirksville, Lottie Hubbard for the first time, as Nolte dribbles up the wide open right side. She tries a crossover in the lane and probably committed the travel, but they're going to give her a foul call. Going to put the foul against Arabelle Reed. Second on her, 17th foul for Kirksville. And Shelby Nolte goes to the line for a 1-1. Nolte connects on the first. 1:41 left in the first quarter. Macon County has taken their first lead at 9-8. And Nolte rattles the second one home. Reed gets it up ahead to Giles. Giles drives up the court into a... Well, Nolte was already falling backwards trying to get the charge. Couldn't fool the rest, though, and they give her the block. Second on Nolte, 16th foul for Macon County. Hubbard gets it into Giles. Giles to the basket, up off the glass, over Cassandra Peterson, and good. Duncan dribbles up against the pressure by Holt. Duncan drives right side. She goes all the way to the basket, and her shot rolls around and in. They're going to get the foul on the play. Went in and got a little bit tied up. Still made the shot, but got tied up by Faith Jones. 18th foul on Kirksville. Jones is first, and Duncan completes the three-point play. Reed gets it inbounds to Giles. Giles drives up the right side. Looking to get it ahead to Colt Tippett out of bounds by Souther. Hubbard inbounds on the sideline for Kirksville. Gets it in to Reed. Reed to Callie Holt at the top of the key. She drives into the lane, puts up a shot off the glass, won't fall, but they call a foul before the shot. looks like a foul going against Hannah Souther, her first 17 foul for Macon County, and Holt earns herself a 1-1. First free throw. A little bit short and to the left, and it bounces out of bounds. So it'll be back to Macon County. Peterson finds Souther up ahead. Souther drives the lane. Her shot a little bit short and bounces between the rim and the backboard, but she gets her own rebound and puts up another shot. And this time she is fouled, still can't connect, but she's fouled. Third foul on Arabelle Reed and 19th foul in the first quarter for Kirksville. Souther puts the first one up and in. And Souther rolls the first one off the front of the rim, and the second one off the front of the rim, and up and in. 1-1 left in the first quarter. 15-10 now the lead for Macon County. Hager tries to get into Giles and poked away out of bounds by Alyssa Peterson. Excuse me, Cassandra Peterson. Hager gets it up ahead to Holt. Holt quickly up the court. Goes for a shot from the left side, and her arm is grabbed by Sarah Duncan. So Holt will earn herself two more free throws, and Duncan is called for her first foul. 18th foul on Macon County. Holt can't find a range on the first one. In the game for Macon County, Charity Mitch and Cheyenne Long comes in the game for the first time for Kirksville. And Holt banks the second one home. 4-point lead for the Lady Raiders as Duncan dribbles it up. She dribbles all the way left wing, now drives into the lane, finds a cutting Cassandra Peterson, up shot with the left hand, no good. And Sierra Thompson with the rebound, her shot won't fall. And finally, Long comes in and gets the board. Up ahead to Callie Holt, to Lottie Hubbard in the corner. Hubbard drives the baseline, tries to get a little runner, and it bounced off in front of the rim and out. Thompson with the rebound, gives it ahead to Duncan. Duncan drives right side. Gets it back outside to Souther, to Mitch. And Mitch hits a shot with a foot on the line, on the three-point line. And all Giles can do is dribble up and throw up a shot from half court. Nowhere close, but Charity Mitch hits the last second shot in this first quarter. Puts Macon County up going into the second, 17-11. And a lot of substitutions here for Kirksville. I know I saw Dollins and Nagel come into the table. Kirksville just having a lot of problems getting to the basket and taking good shots once they're there. And it'll be Kirksville's ball out of the break. Nagel inbounds on the far sideline. Gets it to a cutting Dollins. Dollins will bring it back out. Gives it to Jesse Ralston in the game for the first time. Now back out to Dahlin, top of the key. Gives it to Nagel. Nagel dribbles it back up top. Off to Dahlin's right side. Off the screen by Long. Now into the corner for Nagel. Nagel drives. Can't find her footing on the baseline, though, and she's called for the travel. And long pass by Peterson up ahead to Souther. Souther tips away from Ralston, goes almost all the way, but the ball's picked away by Nagel. And Nagel recovers the ball, but is fouled by Shelby Nolte after a series of events. So, 1-1 for Kylie Nagel as Amanda Lochner checks back in for Macon County, replacing Nolte. Nagel rolls the first one around at home. And can't find the basket on the second, but the ball is away and out of bounds. And looks like Peterson tries to get into Duncan, tipped away and back into the hands of Peterson, but it's out on Kirksville. Baseball pass up ahead by Peterson to Souther. Souther goes all the way up and puts the shot up with the left hand, and it falls. 19-12 the lead for Macon County. Dahlins gives it to Ralston. Ralston gets it across the half-court line. Almost picked away by Thompson. Now back out to Dahlins for Kirksville. To Hager, to Dahlins, into the corner for Nagel. Inside to Dahlins. She hands off to Ralston, and there'll be a foul called inside. Foul goes against Souther, her second, and Macon County's team 10th. Checking back in for Macon County will be Emily Timmerman as Ralston looks to convert on a two shots from the free throw line. First one up and short. And Ralston leaves the second one short, but she gets her own rebound. But on the pass to Long, picked away by Timmerman, and she gets it back out to Duncan for the Lady Raiders. Dribbles left side. Now pick and roll play with Peterson. Peterson puts up a left-handed shot off the glass, and it falls through. Now Dahlins against the Macon County press. Dribbles up the right side. Gets it back out to Nagel. Nagel will drive back out to Dahlins. Gets it to Ralston, left wing. And Ralston will dribble it to the top of key. Now Dahlins to Nagel. Finds Dahlins, thought about a shot, gets it back out top to Nagel. And leaning into Thompson, Nagel's calls for the travel. So it's back towards Macon County. Peterson gets it over Dahlins to Duncan. Duncan dribbles it right, now left wing. And hard defense by Dahlins. Gets the 5-second call on the dribble for Duncan. So it's Kirksville ball on the sideline. Inbounds pass comes to Nagel. She crosses over, going over the half-court line, and rolls the ball over as well, called for the carry. So, timeout by Coach Emily Powell of Kirksville, 5:59 left in the second quarter, 21-12 the lead for the Macon County Lady Raiders. as Jones and Giles check back in for Kirksville. Peterson will inbound right in front of the bench here for Macon County. Tries to get it to Duncan. Duncan goes down, but Timmerman recovers. Timmerman, hard pressure by Faith Jones, and Timmerman's shot won't hit anything. Recovered by Nagel. She dribbles all the way up. Now Dolan's right wing. Back up top to Giles. Thought about three. Now one dribble in and puts up a shot from the free throw line. It bounces off to the left and rebounded by Thompson. Thompson drives all the way up to the right side, gets it inside to Timmerman, looks back door for Duncan, and it's off Duncan's hands and out of bounds. Hager will inbound for the Kirksville JV Lady Tigers, gets it into Dollins, and Dollins promptly dribbles it off her foot and out of bounds. Peterson will inbound on the far sideline. Gets it into a wide open cutting Sarah Duncan. And she puts up a shot on the left side with the right hand. It goes off the glass and in. Giles to Dollins. Back to Giles. Giles dribbles against the pressure. Gets it across half court. Now she drives in. Gets it back out to Nagel, right side. She'll swing it around to Dollins. To Giles in the corner, tries to get inside to Nagel, stolen away by Emily Timmerman. And she gets it out to Lochner, back to Duncan. Duncan wants to go all the way to the basket, shot blocked by Giles and recovered by Dollins. Nagel, she'll dribble up this time for the Lady Tigers. Dolan's right wing. Gets it to Hager, and Hager tripped over her own feet and is called for the travel on her stumble backwards. Back into the game for Kirksville, Brett Merrick, as Peterson inbounds for the Lady Raiders. Peterson has trouble on some trouble on the inbound, but finally gets it into Thompson. Thompson almost has the ball stolen away by Nagel, but Nagel hits it out of bounds. Peterson tries to get it into Lochner, almost picked away by Bailey Giles, but she recovers, gets it to Duncan, over to Thompson. Thompson shot a little bit short, but nice rebound by Peterson, who clears it back out to Duncan. Duncan drives on Merrick. And Merrick is going to pick up another foul. Third on her. 10th team foul for Kirksville. And Duncan goes to the line for two. Her first shot up and nothing but net. Lottie Hubbard and Callie Holt check back in for Kirksville, and Jackie Rowe into the game for Macon County. Duncan's second shot a little bit flat, but rattles around and in. Giles dribbles up the right side, up ahead to Holt. Holt to a cutting Giles. Giles shot blocked by Cassandra Peterson. And she loses a hold of it, but it's tipped out of bounds by Giles. So back to Macon County. Peterson inbounds. Gets a long pass ahead to Duncan. Duncan's shot won't go, but Timmerman is there for the rebound and puts it back off the glass and in. Hubbard into a trap by Macon County, but there looks like Rowe will get a little handsy. She's called for the foul, and that'll be Rowe's first. Over 10 now for Macon County. Both teams in the double bonus as Hubbard heads to the free throw line. Her first shot hits the front of the rim and rolls over and in. Second shot by Hubbard bounces off to the right, and Timmerman away with the rebound for Macon County. Gets it back out to Duncan. She dribbles up the left side. Now hands off to Rowe. Rowe, left-handed shot won't go. Timmerman again with the rebound, and her shot won't fall. She gets her own rebound and trying to pass it over to Peterson, and she throws it out of bounds. No, they'll call it out on Kirksville as Peterson inbounds, gets it to Duncan, drives into the lane, and no good, but Peterson with that left-handed shot of hers puts it up off the glass and in. And Hubbard immediately called for Kirksville with a line violation. She steps over trying to get the ball in. So it's back to Macon County. Attempts to get it inside for Peterson, does Timmerman. And it's poked away by Callie Holt. And as she dribbles up the court, looks like she's going to be fouled by Peterson. That's Peterson's second. And once again, more than 10 fouls for both teams this half. Holt heads to the free throw line. Her first shot bounces off to the right. And Souther back into the game for Macon County, replacing Peterson. And Cheyenne Long comes in to give Jones a break. Holt's second shot almost bounces completely out, but hits the side of the rim. And on the rebound by Timmerman, she's tied up by Nagel. So alternating possession gives it back to Macon County. Baseball pass again by Souther. This time Rowe recovers it back to Lochner for Macon County. And trying to get it to Duncan, she travels. Just back and forth with the turnovers here. 2:49 left in the second quarter and the first half. 29-13, and Macon County has run out their lead. Nagel lob pass into Holt. Holt drives to the basket. Shot up off the glass, won't fall, but Hubbard's there for the rebound for Kirksville. And she drives in. Foul on Rowe. So Rowe picks up her second. And Hubbard heads to the free throw line for her two chances at free throws. Puts up the first, and this time she sinks it. Thompson into the game for Rowe for Macon County. Hubbard rolls the second one in. Yet to score a basket in this quarter, Kirksville is struggling offensively. Only four free throws at their entire offensive production this quarter. Sarah Duncan dribbles it up for Macon County. She drives to the basket, now passes back out to Lochner. To Duncan, who will reset it between the circles. Lob pass to Souther. Souther takes it in, tries to get it out to Lochner, and it bounces away from Lochner and out of bounds. So with 2:07 left in the first half, Kirksville looks to score on the offensive end. Giles dribbling up the right side. Cross-court pass. Can't find its intended target in Nagel. Picked away by Thompson. She'll dribble it all the way to the basket. Puts up a shot wild off the backboard. Timmerman and Holt fight for the rebound, and it bounces out of bounds off of Timmerman. Nagel gets the inbounds pass. She drives up the right side. Cross court to Holt. Holt drives left hand, now stops, back out to Nagel. Inside to Hubbard, and Hubbard puts it up off the glass and in. 5 points now for Lottie Hubbard, and Kirksville looks to make a little bit of a run here at halftime. Duncan dribbles right side to Lochner up top. Lochner tries a three. It bounces out, and rebound bounces off the knee of Timmerman and out of bounds. So the Lady Tigers will get the ball back. 1:21 left in the half, 29-17, the lead for Macon County. Inbounds pass comes to Holt. Holt dribbles left side. Pass rejected away by Duncan. And Holt gets it right back. Shot up off the glass. No good. Rebound by Souther. And Souther brings the ball down. But she is immediately fouled by Bailey Giles. First on Giles. And Souther goes to the line for two shots. First shot by Souther is up and good. The second one bounces out. Cheyenne Long with the rebound for Kirksville, and she gets it up ahead to Hubbard. Hubbard across half court. Now gets it to Giles. Inside to Nagel. Nagel might have had an open look at the basket, but tries to pass it off to Long, and it's picked off by Thompson. She gets it out to Duncan. Duncan drives left side. Now back to Lochner. Lochner tries a three. No good. Souther with the rebound on the blocks and puts up a shot, hits the underside of the rim, and somehow crawls over into the basket. So, and pass immediately on the inbound by Hubbard, picked away from Giles, and I think that was Thompson that went back and scored the left-handed basket. Holt into the lane for Long, and Long puts it up off the glass, and it bounces around and in. Duncan now with the clock winding down, and it Nagel looked like she might have been set up on that right on the half sideline. Duncan plows her over, but they'll give the foul to Nagel. And Duncan goes to the line for two with 6 seconds left in the first half. Duncan's first shot rims out. Two fouls on Kylie Nagel. As I mentioned before, both teams well over 10 fouls in the first half. And Duncan misses the second. Rebound controlled by Giles. She dribbles furiously up the court. Got a three-pointer up, but she gets called for a double dribble before the shot. So with 0.9 seconds left in the half, Rowe inbounds to Duncan. Can't get a shot off before the buzzer. Throws it at the basket anyway. But as time expires in the first half, 34-19, the lead run out for the Lady Raiders. We'll be back in 10 minutes with second half action from this girls' consolation semifinal between the Macon County Lady Raiders and the Kirksville JV Lady Tigers here at the Brashear Tournament. We have some halftime scores for you from this girls' consolation semifinal matchup between the Macon County Lady Raiders and the Kirksville JV Lady Tigers. First for the trailing Tigers, Macon County leads at halftime 34-19. It looks like Kylie Nagel and Lottie Hubbard each have 5. 4. Kirksville, Brett Merrick, Cheyenne Long, Arabelle Reed, and Bailey Giles have 2 each. And Callie Holt has 1. 4. The Macon County Raiders, Sarah Duncan leads the way with 11. Hannah Souther has 7. Shelby Nolte with 6. Cassandra Peterson added 4. Sierra Thompson and Emily Timmerman and Charity Mitch all have 2. We'll be back in 6 minutes with second half action from this girls' consolation semifinal. Well, we're about 30 seconds away from second half action here in this girls' consolation semifinal between the Kirksville JV Lady Tigers and the Macon County Lady Raiders. So far this game, it's been mostly Macon County. They lead it going into after halftime 34-19, mostly due in part to the stellar play of Sarah Duncan. She had 11 first half, and inside presence also too much to handle for the Lady Tigers. Well, it looks like we're about ready to get underway. I think it's going to be Kirksville ball out of the half. They will inbound on the far sideline. Kirksville sends out Hager, Reed, Nagel, Dollins, and Merrick, and Macon County sends out, looks like Souther, Duncan, Sierra, not Thompson, Sierra Reed. We had a name correction at halftime, and immediately she takes the ball to the basket and puts it up. She's fouled, so she'll go to the line 4-2. But also in the game is Peterson and Nolte for Macon County. Reed from the free throw line puts it up and rattles it home. Second shot for Reed. And it bounces out. Merrick away with the rebound for the Lady Tigers. Gets it to Hager. Tries to get it right side for Nagel, and it's picked away by Shelby Nolte. Nolte dribbles left side, almost poked away by Nagel. She gets it back out to Duncan. Duncan's three-point attempt won't go. And Hannah Souther gets a hold of the contested rebound. Inside now to Peterson. Shot up off the glass with the left hand, and it goes through. Merrick trying to dribble it up, and Arabelle Reed of Kirksville gets tied up with Merrick. Merrick's called for the double dribble. So it'll be back to Macon County in their own basket. Souther tries to get into Duncan, hits the back of Dollin's head for Kirksville, and she picks it up and gives it away to Reed. Reed bounces off to Merrick. Merrick between the circles now to Nagel right side. To Dollin's up top. Left side for Merrick. Thought about 3. Now dribbles in and puts up a shot blocked by Reed of Macon County. And away with the rebound is Hager. Gets it to Nagel in the corner. Back out to Dollins. To Nagel right side. Tries to get a bounce pass into Arabelle Reed. And it's picked away by Cassandra Peterson of Macon County. And ball poked away from her by Nagel. But right back to Sarah Duncan. Peterson, great backdoor pass to Shelby Nolte, and Nolte puts it up and in. 39-19, Kirksville has extended their lead out of halftime as pass up ahead to Arabelle Reed is picked away by Shelby Nolte. She gets it ahead to Peterson, and Peterson left-handed shot off the glass, and it goes in. Foul also going to be on Merrick of Kirksville, her 4th. And Kirksville's team 2nd of the second half. 41-19 with 6:18 left in the third quarter as Peterson tries to complete the 3-point play. She can't convert, and Hager comes away with the rebound. Up ahead to Bailey Giles now in the game for Kirksville. To Dollins. To Hager at the free throw line. Bounces it back out to Merrick. Merrick things that tries to get a shot up, and no good, but rebound by Dollins. Dollins puts it up and is fouled, so she'll go to the free throw line for two. New into the game for Macon County, Emily Timmerman and Amanda Lochner. And Dollins sinks the first free throw. Macon County replaces Nolte and Peterson. And second free throw goes through for Dollins. Souther inbounds to Reed. So back out to Duncan, who will dribble it up the right side. Now inside to Souther. Hands off to Duncan. Duncan on the baseline, gets it into Souther at the post. Her shot off the glass won't go, but she tracks down her own rebound, and back out to Duncan it goes. Inside, high post for Souther. She'll drive the lane. Her shot falls a little bit short, but on the ensuing rebound, it's tipped out of bounds by Merrick, and back to Macon County. So, Souther tries to get the pass into Duncan, tipped away by Dollins, but right back to Nolte, who drives and puts it off the glass for two. Merrick dribbles, tries to get a pass across to Arabelle Reed into the game for Kirksville, and Nolte takes it all the way back off the left side of the block and puts it in. Merrick looking again for Reed. Again, Nolte picks it up and drives all the way down. This time a little bit farther extended on our shot and can't get it to go. But Souther comes down with the rebound and is fouled on the floor. Lottie Hubbard and Callie Holt back in the game for the Lady Tigers of Kirksville. Souther inbound, tries to get it into Timmerman off block, but it's poked away by Arabelle Reed and out of bounds. Duncan will inbound this time for Macon County. And Sierra Reed comes back in the game for the Lady Raiders. Duncan gets off to Reed. She'll clear it back out top. Left side for Lochner. Tries to get a lob pass into Souther. It's tipped away, but Souther tracks it down, and she gets it back out to Duncan between the circles. To Lochner. Finds Souther. Souther will drive. And puts up a little hook shot, and it falls through. Hubbard into Arabelle Reed of Kirksville, and she dribbles across half court. Nearly a football tackle by Souther, and no call. And the ball bounced out of bounds off of Reed, and back to Macon County. Souther gets the inbounds to Duncan. Duncan immediately drives into Reed, and Reed thought she had position. Took a charge, but they call her for the block. Fourth foul on Reed, and fourth on Kirksville in the second half. 4:18 left in the third. 47-21, and Macon County has continued to extend their lead. Souther to inbound underneath Macon County's basket. And she can't find anybody and gets called for the 5 seconds. So Hubbard will take the ball now and look for her inbounder. She finds Hallie Dolans up ahead. Dolans dribbles to the right side, now back out between the circles. And she's dribbling around, closely guarded by Sierra Reed, and can't get the ball off, and it's called for a 5 seconds on the defense. So it's Souther to inbound again on the sideline. Gets it long up ahead to Duncan. She can barely control it. And she finally catches up to it on the baseline, drives to the basket, and puts up a shot, but it's fouled by Dolans. Four on Dolans, five on Kirksville already in the half, and Nagel replaces Dolans in the Kirksville lineup. Inbounds pass comes to Timmerman on the off block, but she's tied up by Callie Holt. Alternating possession gives the ball back to Kirksville. Hubbard gets the inbounds pass to Holt. Holt dribbles up. Tries to get it ahead to Arabelle Reed, and it's poked away by Emily Timmerman. And back into the game for Macon County, or Nolte, Peterson, Rowe, and Mitch. Inbounds pass goes right to Arabelle Reed, and she quickly goes to the basket, puts it up off the glass and in. Inbounds pass to Duncan for Macon County. She drives to the left side. Now lob pass inside on a pick and roll play to Cassandra Peterson, and Peterson puts it up with her left hand and in. Reed, nice little drive with Nagel. She, and those two headed up the fast break, and pass over by Reed gets Nagel the basket. Duncan now dribbles up the left side. Tries the same pick and roll play with Peterson, but it doesn't work. Back out to Nolte, right side. She dribbles in, now to Rowe. Tries to pass to Duncan, almost picked away by Giles, but instead Duncan drives the lane and puts it up off the glass and in. Inbounds pass comes to Giles for Kirksville. And easily picked away by Duncan. Duncan in for the right-handed layup, and it's good. Hubbard to Giles, up ahead to Nagel. Nagel tries to get a pass over to Holt, but it's kicked away by Duncan. And looks like a four substitutions for Macon County. Back in the game are Reed, Timmerman, Lochner, and Souther. And as Arabelle Reed drives off the inbounds pass, she is fouled by Amanda Lochner, her first, and Macon County's second of the half. Bailey Giles gets the inbound pass, one step past her defender, and a baseline floater, and it goes up and in. 53-27 with 2:19 left in the third quarter. Back on the other end, Amanda Lochner takes a shot from 12 feet. It won't go, but Emily Timmerman is once again there with the rebound and the putback. Hubbard swings it all the way around to Holt. Holt drives past Timmerman, but Timmerman reaches in and picks up the foul. Third foul on Timmerman. Third on Macon County in the second half. Back in the game are Jones and Long for Kirksville. Hubbard gets the inbound to Giles, swings it around to Holt. Holt drives to the basket. To Jones at the free throw line. Jones' shot rims out and is rebounded by Hannah Souther. Souther will bring it up herself. Back out to Lochner. Lochner for three. It bounces out. Rebound tracked down by Callie Holt. And Holt gets it back out to Giles. Giles will bring it across the half-court line. Inside to Jones. To Holt. She stops and pops from 8 feet. The shot falls a little bit short. And on the fight on the rebound. It looks like Giles grabbed it but then fell out of bounds. So it's back to Macon County. Souther gets it in to Sierra Reed. Reed will bring it up across the timeline. She drives with the right hand. Now back out to the free throw line for Timmerman. Timmerman out to Rowe. To Souther. Souther, one dribble, look for a shot. Now back out to Lochner, top of the key. To Rowe on the right side. To Lochner in the corner. And it's poked away by Hubbard and out of bounds. Duncan checks back in for Macon County. 56 seconds left in the third quarter. 55-27 the lead for the Lady Raiders. Souther inbounds pass to Lochner. Lochner drives, gets it over to Reed, and she gets it back out to Duncan, who clears. To Thompson now. She drives with the left hand. Back up top to Lochner. Lochner drives to the right baseline. Tries to get it back out to Duncan. Picked away by Callie Holt. And Holt drives all the way to the left side of the basket. Puts up a shot. It's blocked by Duncan, but they'll assess her with a foul. Just a second foul on Sarah Duncan. 14 foul on Macon County for the second half. And Callie Holt heads the line for two. First one off to the left. Nolte, Peterson, Rowe, and Mitch back into the game for Macon County. And Jesse Ralston checks in for Kirksville. And Holt puts the second one in. Nolte inbounds to Duncan. Duncan brings it up against Ralston. Now Duncan drives to the basket. Puts up a floater trying to get past Cheyenne Long. And the ball falls a little bit short, but Long picks up the foul. Just her first, and six on Kirksville for the half. Inbounds pass comes to Duncan in the corner. She dribbles it back up top. Passes off to Rowe. Now inside to Peterson. Peterson drives with the left hand. And right past Cheyenne Long, puts it up off the glass and in. And as time expires in the third quarter, Macon County continually extends their lead. Now leads at 57-28 going into the final frame of this girls' consolation semifinal at the Brashear Tournament. It'll be Macon County ball out of the quarter break. Nolte to inbound, and tough pressure now by Kirksville. Nolte gets it into Peterson. Peterson drives with the left hand, and on the trying to slide with Peterson is Jones. She'll pick up the foul on the reach. And it's going to be a 1-1 for Cassandra Peterson. Second foul on Jones, 17th foul for Kirksville for the second half. And Peterson can't connect on the first. Away with the rebound is Giles. Giles tries to get across court to Holt, and it's picked away by Duncan. Giles gets called for the reach-in. And it looks like Duncan will be heading back the other way for a 1-1. Second foul on Giles, 18th foul on Kirksville of the second half. Duncan's first shot is up and through. Second shot by the junior. She puts it in as well. And running clock now for Macon County as Giles gets ahead to Holt. Back out to Ralston, top of the key. Right side for Giles. Tries to get inside to Ralston. Picked away by Jackie Rowe. Hands it out to Duncan, who will bring it back the other way for the Lady Raiders. Drives to the left side. Pick and roll play with Peterson, but can't get the pass inside. Duncan resets it out top. And runs the lane. Shot off the glass. No good. And Holt dribbles it up. Almost loses the ball. Duncan almost a steal there. But instead Holt gets it ahead to Ralston. Now inside to Long. Long turns, fires, can't connect. And Giles away with the rebound. She looks to put up a shot, but Mitch gets a hand in her face, and Giles gets called for the travel. Back in the game for Kirksville, Nagel, Dollins, Hager, Hubbard, and Reed. Inbounds pass picked away by Kately Hager, and Hager puts it up back up and in for the Lady Tigers. Nolte tries to get a long pass ahead to Rowe. Instead, it's picked off by Reed up ahead to Hager, and she puts another shot off the baseline in. And Nolte checks a long pass up ahead for Peterson. She corrals it, but it's going to be a timeout by Coach Eric Van Delft of Macon County. Got a couple of subs in there. It looked like Duncan Timmerman. Maybe Reed and Souther. 5:59 left in the fourth quarter. 59-32, the lead for the Macon County Lady Raiders. On the inbounds, Souther gets it to Duncan between the circles. Pass it off to Rowe. Lochner. Gets it back up top to Reed. Dribbles right side, now back to Duncan. She'll drive. Finally ends up in the hands of Souther on the pass. Back out to Reed. Her shot's no good. Ripped out by Nagel. Nagel dribbles it up the right side. Tries to find Hubbard in the corner, and it's poked away once again by Timmerman. Hubbard finds Reed on the inbound. Thinks about a shot. Instead, one dribble and puts up a shot. It's short. Rebound comes down to Timmerman, but Timmerman travels with the ball. So, gives it back to the Lady Tigers under their own basket. Inbound pass comes to Nagel, and she tries to dribble around Amanda Lochner. Lochner is called with the trip. Fifth team foul on Macon County this half, and second foul on Lochner. Inbounds pass, nice, right in the middle of the lane for Reed. She puts up a shot. It bounces off the back of the rim and out, and Duncan away with the rebound. Duncan going the other way, shot wide angle off the backboard, but it rattles around and through. Dollins up ahead to Nagel, back to Dollins. She goes inside, shot blocked by Souther, off her and off of Dollins' foot and out of bounds. Souther, lob pass up ahead to Lochner. And Lochner takes about three extra steps there. Gets called for the travel. So heading back the other way are the Lady Tigers. Hubbard inbounds to Dollins. She brings it across half court. Left wing for Hubbard. And Lochner pokes the ball away from Hubbard and out of bounds. So the Lady Tigers will reset on the far sideline. Gets it into Reed. Reed, one dribble drive, tries to get a pass across the lane to Hager, but it's picked away by Duncan, and Hager is called for the reach. Second foul on Hager, and 19th foul on Kirksville, 1-1 for Sarah Duncan. Duncan rolls the first one out, and rebounded by Arabelle Reed, gets it off to Dollins. Into the corner for Nagel, inside to Dollins, picked away by Souther, now back to Lottie Hubbard, and Hubbard puts it up off the glass and in. Duncan tries to get up ahead to Reed, picked off by Arabelle Reed of Kirksville, and Reed will dribble all the way in the left corner. Tries to get it to Hager now through her legs and picked up by Amanda Lochner. But she immediately gives it right back to Kirksville. Nagel dribbles up the sideline and it's fouled by Timmerman of Macon County. Fourth foul on Timmerman. Sixth team foul for Macon County of the second half as Mitch, Nolte, Rowe, and Peterson return to the game for the Macon County Lady Raiders. Hubbard. First pass into Merrick. Merrick tries a three. No good. Rebound by Nolte. Gets it out to Mitch. Back to Nolte. Back pass to Sarah Duncan. Duncan drives to the left side. Now she'll try a long shot almost at the three-point line. No good. Nagel. She'll dribble it up past the half-court line to the right side into Reed. Merrick now with it to Nagel on the right baseline. Bounce pass out to Merrick. And Merrick thinks about three, hands it off to Lottie Hubbard. Her shot won't go. Rebound grabbed by Rowe. Gets it back out to Duncan. Duncan dribbles it across half court on the left side. Gets it inside to Peterson. Back to Mitch. Mitch from almost the arc. It won't go. Merrick looked like she had the ball. And rebound finally chased down by Mitch, but she tips the ball out of bounds. So Hubbard will inbound for the Lady Tigers. Gets it into Giles. Now left wing for Nagel. Up top for Merrick. Back right side for Hubbard. Inside to Arabelle Reed. Cross court to Nagel. Her shot's blocked by Shelby Nolte. And on the ensuing rebound, Merrick and Charity Mitch get tied up. Ball goes back to Kirksville on the jump ball. Inbounds pass to Bailey Giles, stolen away by Cassandra Peterson. Peterson to Duncan on the right side, and she'll dribble it across. Duncan dribbles near half court. Now dribbles right side, back up top to Nolte. Back to Duncan. She dribbles out near half court, just running time off the clock. Now left wing for Rowe, tries to get inside to Peterson, picked off by Arabelle Reed. And Reed goes all the way down, stops about 5 feet from the basket, and puts it up and in. 1:55 left in the fourth quarter, 61-36 the lead for Macon County as Duncan dribbles it across half court. She'll drive to the basket, now hands off to Mitch. And the ball is stolen away by Hubbard. Gets it to Giles. Giles drives right, now left to the baseline for Nagel. And Sheila's looking for a pass inside to Reed. Can't find it, but it's fouled by Shelby Nolte. Fourth foul on Nolte, 17th foul for Macon County. And it looks like Nagel will go to the line for a 1-1. Back in the game for Macon County, Timmerman, Souther, and Lochner and Reed. Nagel's first shot. Up and rattles home. Second shot by the freshman. Up and good. And it's going to be Callie Holt checking in for Nagel now, as Souther will inbound. She gets it up to ahead to Timmerman, who gets it to Mitch. Mitch drives in, shot on the right side, won't go. Timmerman with the rebound puts it up short off of the rim and is called for the over-the-back on the rebound. Five fouls now on Emily Timmerman. She fouls out with a minute 23 left in the game. 61-38, and Nolte comes back in for the Lady Raiders. 61-38, they lead Kirksville as Bailey Giles will go to the line for a 1-1, and she sinks the first. Giles. High bounce on the second. She gets her own rebound, but can't convert on the layup. And Nolte comes away with it for Macon County. She'll dribble it up now at right wing. Hands off to Reed. Reed drives now, pulls it back out, and gets it to Lochner. Lochner back out to Reed. She'll drive left. Now hands it off to Mitch. Mitch drives to the right side, going to the basket. And a high arcing shot bounces off the far side of the rim and up and in. Merrick, right wing to Callie Holt. Ball poked away by Reed and Callie Holt and Sierra Reed got tied up, go down, and the possession arrow gives it to Macon County. Nolte up ahead to Mitch. Mitch, backwards layup, throws it up off the glass, and it falls through. Charity Mitch with four straight points here as Merrick comes down the other direction, puts up a three-pointer. And it misses everything. Ball back to Macon County. Last minute substitution, Nagel comes in for Lottie Hubbard. 18.6 seconds left, and Macon County leads it 65-39. Long pass ahead to Souther by Nolte. It's poked away by several Kirksville players and ends up in a jump ball back to the Lady Tigers as Nagel inbounds to Merrick. Brett Merrick dribbles left side to Nagel in the corner. Back out to Merrick. Shot just inside the arc. Bounces off the front of the rim. Hannah Souther with the rebound. And as time expires, she falls down. But it doesn't matter. Clock runs out on this one. As Macon County Lady Raiders advance to the consolation game with a 65-39 win over the Lady Tigers of Kirksville. We'll be back in 10 minutes with consolation semifinal boys action from the Brashear Tournament between the Macon County Raiders and the Knox County Eagles. I have scores for you for that last matchup between the Macon County Lady Raiders and the Kirksville JV Lady Tigers. Macon County won that one 65-39. First for the losing Lady Tigers. It looks like Kylie Nagel led the way with 11 points. Lottie Hubbard had 7. Arabelle Reed added 6. Bailey Giles had 5. And Cheyenne Long, Brett Merrick, Kaitlie Hager, Callie Holt, and Hallie Dollins each had 2. For Macon County, they were paced by Sarah Duncan with 19, Cassandra Peterson and Shelby Nolte each added 12. Hannah Souther had 9, Charity Mitch added 6, Emily Timmerman had 4, and Sierra Reed rounded out their lineup with 3. We'll be back in about 6 minutes for the continuation of this consolation semifinal night for the boys matchup between Knox County and the Macon County Raiders.